Hey, stoners. Thanks so much for listening to I'm Too Effin' High. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know that one of our missions is to normalize cannabis and culture. But one of those things that we've really dealt with over the last 4 years that we've talked about has also been the racial and social injustices that are surrounded by cannabis. Cannabis prohibition was based in racism and in the 1930s and still to this day exists.
So we wanted to take a moment before this episode just to kind of talk about everything that's been going on the past few weeks. We've had a lot of our listeners, you know, join us in marching and protesting for it, also donating to the causes that amplify the idea that Black Lives Matter. And we want to continue to use this podcast as a place to call for more action. Obviously, you know, it's a comedy podcast. We enjoy normalizing cannabis use through the language of comedy, as James said. But it feels impossible not to address what is happening. And we want to urge our listeners to be active as well in this matter.
And cannabis is just one aspect of many different ways that Black people and people of color in this country are treated unfairly and locked up. And we recognize that, and we know that cannabis is just one small part that needs to change, but there's a lot of things that need to change. And that's why we strongly encourage you, if you can, to donate or to set up recurring donations.
And so in the show notes, we've included a link to Act Blue, which is a link that will help you donate instantly to several different organizations that all address these issues, including the Black Lives Matter Global Network, National Bailout, Know Your Rights Camp, Black Voters Matter Fund, BYP 100, the NAACP, National Police Accountability Project, Color of Change Education Fund, Unicorn Riot, Advancement Project, Higher Heights for America, and Fair Fight Action. If you donate at this link, it'll split your donation between all of these causes and organizations. So, you know, it really simplifies the process if you're looking for something like that.
Yeah, and every dollar counts. $1, $5, $10. Every dollar is progress towards the ultimate goal of, you know, finally getting us to a place where everybody's treated fairly by law enforcement. We appreciate you listening to I'm Too Effing High. We appreciate you supporting the normalization of cannabis. Just know that we, as a podcast, we support Black Lives Matter. It's so hard to time.
It's hard to time, and also with that virtual background, the smoke only fills your body and face, so it looks like you're just blowing a perfect, like, James-shaped cloud of smoke.
Pretty dope. Welcome, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani. Really excited to have you guys here. I'm nice and high. And if you're not familiar with this show, all the way through it, it won't stop. But that's a part of the charm of it. If you're not familiar with this is the show where we get comedians high on marijuana and have them do comedic challenges to prove that cannabis makes everything funnier. That's the show. We've been doing it for 4 years now. Check out imtooeffinhigh.com for more information on the podcast, which comes out every Tuesday, or the live streams that we do every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. And also check out the website for any information about upcoming things that we're going to be doing at imtooeffinhigh.com. But with me, as always, my right man. Blue Dream.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Through the speakers.
Oh man, sorry. This fucking I always get like way too high on that final puff right before we start the show.
And then you forget all your
Forget
tech
every just
stuff.
forget how to do anything.
It's understandable. That's a part of the show. We embrace the messiness on this show, right? How are you, DJ Blue Dream?
I'm all right. I'm pretty high, that's nice. I'm looking forward to the show a lot. Two guests, people I really, really enjoy, and also just two of the funniest comedians we know. So that's great, always.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge fan of both of our guests. I think they're both so funny, and they've both been on this show before, and they've been a blast. I'm so happy that they're back with us.
Yeah, how are you doing? How high are you?
I'm pretty high, man. I'm pretty high. I'm floating around an eight, I would say. I smoked a whole bowl. I smoked half a joint. Took a couple hits of a vape. Did a little bit of an edible. Only 5 milligrams though. But you add it all up, and it starts to make you high.
Yeah, that's quite a smorgasbord.
And quite an enlightening statement as well. Thank you. It is one thing I will say, DJ Blue Dream, is I'm high and I'm excited to be here and do this comedy show. I do, it is a little bit of a weird day to be doing a comedy show with everything that's going on in the world. We're gonna move forward with it, and we're still gonna do this show. This show promotes justice for George Floyd, of course. Normally we promote when we did this show, we have a Patreon in the corner of the website, but actually, if you check and you're watching this live stream, we have
There we go.
oh, there we go. Please, please check these organizations out. Donate if you have a buck. If you don't, spread words, tell people about these organizations, and try to fund them for a really tough situation that continues to happen. So please check those out, and justice for George Floyd, for sure.
Yeah, we tend to start the shows often by talking about how the show is also a cannabis advocacy show, and we usually try to support organizations that involve decriminalizing weed, getting justice for people who were unfairly imprisoned at various points, and we've supported those organizations. I think it's if you've been a support a viewer of the show and supported any of those in the past, please consider turning your generosity to one of these today. Because it's, man, it's heartbreaking. It's just there's almost no words.
It is. And it does feel a little bit relevant, doing this show because just to piggyback off what you said, like I feel like diving even deeper. I was always a lover of cannabis, but starting to do this show, we dove deeper into the world of cannabis, the industry of it. We started to learn more and more stuff. And one of the things that just always stayed there, learning more and more, was just the absolute injustices, and especially involving Black people and people of color and poor people. And it is a little bit of a theme on this show. That we've talked about before, and we'll continue to talk about as well.
Yeah, so with that somber note, we hope to just elevate all our spirits for a little bit and get high with some very, very, very funny people.
Absolutely. We've got some good vibes coming. We've got some funny comedy coming. We've got some weed coming. So it's going to be a good show. Let's welcome our two amazingly funny and also stoned comedians. They both have been playing together on the same comedy ensemble at the Upright Citizens Brigade JV, which is one of my favorite ensembles at UCB. Please welcome Janitra Tall and Nick Mandernach.
What's up,
guys?
What's going on?
Sorry.
Had everyone just dropped their guard?
Yeah. Sorry, we caught you in the middle of a karate lesson.
All good. It's all good. It's all good. You got it. You got it. Coming at you guys, just to let you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. It was very
welcome, you guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Super excited to have you guys back. And so, you know, both of you guys have been on the show before. And so you've gotten high with us before. We've talked about, you know, your relationship to cannabis and everything. Where are you guys with it right now? And how high are you right now? Janitra, we'll start with you.
Okay, great. I would say I'm at a 7 as far as how high I am.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's still going up. So I'm not going to lie. I'm a little like, okay, this is where we are.
Let's ascend. Let's climb.
I mostly use cannabis medicinally. I get migraines. I've mentioned that before.
That's right.
And if I catch it quick enough, it'll stop it. It'll stop it.
Yeah.
So that's, and I would say now in this quarantine time, I've been using it more because.
Oh, yeah. 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 Me too.
Oh, yeah. Me too as well.
Yeah.
I like the way you put that too. I've been using it more because.
How else are you supposed to get through this? Anybody getting through this sober is not coming out of this healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be like.
I'm kidding, of course.
Hey, we're
sober. Anybody watching this that is sober, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. I'm totally projecting. I'm projecting. Well, welcome back, Janitra.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah,
and I'll also say, if you're not overeating right now, the suckers to the fools,
you're not coming back from this. A normal person
to the fools who are not overeating.
If you are not walking to your refrigerator at 1 a.m. every single day and finding a block of Tillamook cheese and putting it in your mouth.
Fancy.
Okay. How about you, Nick? Where are you at with cannabis these days?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We're talking about our quarantine relationships. I hadn't really been doing it, but in quarantine, we have a very messy and inconsistent relationship where 4 days on heavy, just like heavy 4 days, and then don't see each other for weeks, and then just as if I'd never done it in my life. We just doing, and then I come back. So it's just it's all over the place. It's messy. It's inconsistent. It's hot. It's
something a guy would do if he was cheating on his wife.
Yeah. It has that sort of pattern to it.
Like hot and heavy, hot and heavy. We can't do this anymore. I'm married. I love my wife. Back off. Then you're at the office one day, you know, you're bored, you're like thinking about, you know, your mistress, you start texting, hot and heavy, hot and heavy.
As I'm thinking about it, maybe I do love her, actually. and then in this moment, just I would say a cool and easy 6. Cool and easy.
I like that. Cool and easy.
Yeah. Cool and easy.
Cool and easy.
And I just got to say, if you're not getting out of this quarantine, cool and easy.
You're not coming out of it normal.
You're not coming out of
it. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I'm really glad to have you guys here. DJ Blue Dream, I meant to have you do it earlier. Do you want to lead us in a quick prayer here?
Absolutely. Now that our guests are here, if you're, I think you might have done edibles, so you don't need to. But if you're in our audience and you would like to join us in our sacred moment at the beginning of every M2F and High, the beautiful simultaneous toke, the moment that makes your day disappear for a while and you have some fucking fun with us, go ahead and join us, please, in the simultaneous toke. Delicious.
So nice. Oh, yeah. And I am now over an eight.
All right.
I made it over an eight.
You did it.
I did it. It's so weird that I know that feeling, because I really do. Like, I've thought about it enough, or at least on this show as well, like, done it enough that I'm like, I know what an eight or above is for me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just viscerally in my body. I can't even describe it. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's no longer subjective, though. And at that point, it becomes like pH, almost like a pH.
Totally. Meter. Yeah.
It's definitive. These are definitive eights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't need other.
Let's get to our first segment here, you guys. Get to our first segment of challenges.
All right.
And this first segment is called the Hypothetical Situation. The hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high, and I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation. You're going to act that hypothetical situation out. And the theme for this is, you know, it's funny to tell you how we came up with this theme. Janitra, we know you're from Colorado, and Nick, we know you're from California. And so we were like, what is the first thing that we think California and Colorado have in common? And the first thing that came to our mind collectively, and what do you guys think it is? I'm curious.
I think it's marijuana. I think it's 420.
It's close.
Yeah.
I mean, good. Marijuana, it's not what it is, but marijuana would definitely be up there.
I think it's the letter C-A-L-R. Yeah.
Yep. That's why DJ Blue Dream, his idea was not brought on this page at all.
Mine was Carl. My idea was it should be Carl. C-A-R-L.
It's not a theme. It's a person's name.
And for me, so the thing that they both have in common, feet wood sports, between surfing and skiing, having wood on your feet and as a sport.
Close. Also.
Also really good. Also really good. Well, we went with hiking.
Okay, cool.
Also argue is something every state has in common. I feel like people hike in every state.
But that's pretty good hiking.
Can you hike in Kansas?
Here's a question. Can you hike in a flat state? Can you hike if it's flat?
Oof.
That's a really good question.
I think I would say, to me, hiking, as long as you're walking in nature, I would say I would call that a hike. I think it tells you is the spiritual intent of what you're doing, which I think on a hike often is to the same way that, like, I don't know, like can you hike up like those steep San Francisco streets? Would you call that a hike? Probably if you're joking.
I would call that a walk.
Right.
So maybe hiking, I guess, now that going off of what Nick said, I would say, like, maybe if it's off trail, if it's like not paved, maybe that would be considered now you're hiking.
Okay. This is a good,
so it's a pretty flexible definition, or at least different people have
done. Yeah. Hiking is the theme. And Nick, you're going to go first.
Great. Right?
So Nick, you are an enthusiastic hiking guide. Normally you work, but right now, because of quarantine, you're not leading any hikes. Mm-hmm. So to stay in practice, you have been running guides through your apartment, and you are going to lead a hiking guide through your apartment right now. Makes sense? Cool.
That makes sense. I love it.
Perfect. Nick Mandernach.
All right, guys. Welcome. Welcome. How's everybody doing? Everybody stretched out? Nothing too vigorous.
Yeah, we're good.
You guys are good? Awesome. Nothing too vigorous. So, you guys, welcome. So, we are at my Los Feliz studio. Just great to have you guys. And let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and get some moving. Let's go ahead and get some get some blood through our bones. So, we're going to start over here, and we're just going to slow down for a second. I just want everyone to take in a clearly decorative bookshelf. Now, one of the things that we know that it's decorative, and part of its beauty is its lack of function. So clearly this is the bookshelf of a person who does not read their books. Because, and you know that because if you try to take one out, the entire system collapses. But again, it's a beautiful sight, and when we're on these tours, we want to make sure that this is a lot about nature appreciation. Now take a look behind me. No one get scared. This is a mirror, and this is a circular mirror. And now here's the thing: a lot of places and apartments might have this exact target circular mirror. And as we go, and as we continue. Here we have a nice vista. We have a gorgeous vista. And what we're going to see, and as you're coming, as you're taking a look, this is going to look a lot like the side of an Italian restaurant. This is going to look a lot like that. It's going to have kind of an industrial feel. And so you're going to really want to take care of yourself if you end up going off path. And into the spaghetti restaurant, the Italian restaurant, you're gonna want to make sure to be careful because there is just a lot of trash, which I assume to be thrown out pasta. We have an authentic Catherine Leon here, so we want to make sure we're taking that in. We're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep blood through our bones. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna avoid these. The spots where I can't even keep snacks because my portion control is so bad. Can't even buy them. I can't even have them. And then we're going to make our way, and we are right back around. This was a loop. This was a two-mile loop right through. So thank you guys all so much for coming out. We really appreciate you guys. And thank you so much for keeping space, keeping distance. I want everybody to keep it safe. All righty, you guys.
Great. Place. Lovely place, Nick. love it. That was great. So Janitra, you're gonna go next.
Didn't say anything?
No. So
oh
actually Janitra, I'm going to give you a little bit of a quick little scavenger hunt just to show, you know, how raw and improvised this truly is. This is all just happening off the cuff, all right?
Yeah, in case our viewers are watching and we're like, this looks too polished, like these two hosts are, have it all together.
In case you were thinking, oh, rehearsed. That last bit, Nick worked weeks on that last bit.
Weeks on it, rehearsed. Thoroughly rehearsed.
Janitra, I need you to find three items because these items are going to play into your situation, okay?
Okay.
One item is blue.
Okay.
One item is about the size of your head. Okay. And one item is from your refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah, Janitra.
All right.
You got this.
Did I put this on to where it just says my name, or you're just going to see dead space for a little bit?
You're fine. We'll talk to Nick while you're gone. Yeah, you can cool. just. Yeah. So, Nick, are you nervous right now? Are you nervous that maybe Janitra's going to find three really funny items for this?
God. I genuinely think one of them is going to knock my socks off. I think.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I think there's going to be one item in there there's going to be two or not, and then there's just going to be one where I just lose it. The chat erupts. No one's paying attention after this. It's we're going to get a hell of a specific out of this.
It's all anybody's talking about. It's all, and then nobody's laughing at your hilarious specific about your bookshelf.
No, if anything, I'll just become a grim reminder of things that are not that specific.
What if Janitra comes back with an even more impractical bookshelf? And it's just blows that one out of the water. It's circular.
It's so funny.
It's just all like, you'd have to all, I mean, to be any more impractical, it'd have to be just like a bunch of circle saws that just like absolutely just shred books as soon as it touches them.
Did you have to put it together?
I didn't, no. This was the floor. It was like a floor model at CB2. So like, I mean, it was like on, like insanely on sale. And then, yeah, they just lugged it away. So yeah, so I did not.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Oh, Janitra, you're back?
I'm back.
Perfect, okay. So Janitra, your situation is you are a wilderness expert. And you're here to explain why these three items that you have are the most important to have when you're out in the wild. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I'm just explaining to just like a group of-
This is like your YouTube channel. Or
I meant to say that. Yeah, this is your wilderness YouTube channel.
Okay.
Sorry. Janitra Tall.
Hello, everybody out there in said wilderness county. Ha, that county is my county, all right? And that's where you want to be when you're hanging out with me in the wilderness. My name's Jack. Let's get started. Now everybody keeps asking me in the comments, what are the three things you need when you're out of the wilderness, all right? What are the three things, the only three things? And let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you right now. This one is probably the weirdest one. You're gonna be like, why? Honestly, why? Okay? And that is a deck of tarot cards, okay? Now, what you don't know is that when you're out in the wilderness, you're connected to the spirits, you are then truly connected to the universe. And this is going to tell you what happens that day. Why do you want to know that? Because what if you need to prepare for an attack, right? Huh? Something's going to come at you? I'll show you. Woman of Wands, okay? You know what that means? That means you better start building that treehouse now because the ground is gonna get sticky, all right? Thing two, classic applesauce. I prefer the Kroger brand myself. I think it is not as sweet and therefore won't attract as many bees, okay? So what you're going to use this for, honestly, this is like the tool man's duct tape, okay? You use it for everything, all right? Okay? Right? What are you doing? Setting a trap? Applesauce. Huh? What are you doing? You need to take a nap? How are you going to get to sleep? Applesauce. What do you want for a snack in the morning? Ain't none better than this, okay? And I think if you check back a couple of videos, I did cover all the techniques of applesauce. So make sure you go back and check that out. Mm-hmm. My last and final item that I would take, and these things are necessary, okay? When we talk about packing your bag in my next video, these things will be there, okay? So don't be shocked, all right? In the comments. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, Jason, all right? One. One house slipper, okay? Preferably looking like a sneaker, okay? It's used as a diversion, okay? It's a diversion tactic. Also, pillow, okay? So, make sure you only need one. You only need one. Okay. So don't try to track two and then your bag's too heavy. And don't come for me in the comments. Okay. One. All right. And that's it. All right. I'm Jack, your wilderness guide to come back to wilderness land, which is my land, the land that you want to be in.
Oversized house slipper. Oversized house slipper. Right now.
All three of those specifics were, those items were hilarious. And good justification.
Thank you.
I also love the implied backstory that this person has, like, always has people comment for them in the comments.
Yeah.
It's so defensive. Don't you come for me to go?
I love it.
Yeah, maybe a recent scandal. Maybe Jack has had a recent scandal and the haters are converging.
The haters are converging on Jack. Awesome, you guys. That was great. That was great. That was the hypothetical situation. There it is. You guys crushed it. You were high, you were comedians, and you were hilarious. That's why we're here.
Hey, stoners. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you don't know, we actually also do a live show twice a week, every Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. on YouTube. You can check out imtooeffinghigh.com for information on where exactly to go. And this Friday, June 26th, we have two very hilarious comedians from Veep and Shameless. We have Peter Banifaz, and we also have stand-up comedian Andrew Orolfo coming on, getting high, doing comedic challenges. So please tune in Friday, 6 p.m. Stay tuned up and high.
Let's check in before we go to this last challenge for you guys. Let's just check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me
not bad vibes. Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay, so I just want to actually share something that very soothing, beautiful little images as all these are. These are from a few years ago. It's this guy who does sandcastles. His medium as an artist is sandcastles, and it's really fascinating to me because it's truly the ultimate in making disposable art, which is not, I guess, dissimilar to improv and stuff in a way. But he is a modernist in his sensibilities, so he makes like modernist sandcastles, and they're pretty cool. Yeah, let's just take a look. They're just lovely to look at. Like, here's one of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's really good. Calvin Siebert is his name, from Rockaway Beach in Queens. Look at that guy right there. Just like little architectural marvels, but
very cool.
Doesn't understand. Yeah.
I wonder how long like one of them takes. Does he say?
I think he does. Let me scroll up and see. Building sandcastles is a bit of a test. Nature will always be against you, and time is always running out.
Having 12 minutes.
I don't know. But you
it takes no work out. Or skill. He says it takes no. My God! My God!
Look at this guy.
A thoughtless act of...
Holy shit.
These are amazing.
Whoa, I basically shit them out, says Kevin.
Do you like it? Because I basically just...
This is insane. Is this person an actual... Like, are they an architect or are they just an artist?
It says an artist.
Are they just an artist?
Are they just artists?
Is that all?
Yeah. That's just artist Calvin Siebert. But look, I mean, they're just like gorgeous, and he just keeps making them.
It's amazing.
It's a really, that's it right there. It's just a cool idea of like, I like the idea that someone is making art that goes away so quickly. I mean, we get to enjoy it in pictures, but it's not the same, obviously, but just keeps doing it. I don't know. That's it. That's a good vibes. That's your good vibes minute.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's good.
When you guys were looking at those, though, was there a small part of you that just really wanted to run through them?
Oh, no, the opposite. I shied away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, the lines are clean. I'm going to be over
the lines
here.
Are clean. Yeah, I would give it such a wide berth.
There's a part of me that just wants to, like, jump through one of those things.
Yeah,
destroy.
Yeah, I don't know why. Not to be a dick. Not to be like, you know, but because it looks fun, right. It just looks fun to jump into a
tactile.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, my mind went to protect.
Protect your goose.
I have Mother to protect
goose.
It.
That's why everybody calls you Mother Goose.
Mother Goose. Just a museum guard. I'm an unasked for museum guard around that beach.
Museum guard.
Just shitty tan, just like awful. My skin looks awful. I'm just.
Those are good vibes, man. Good vibes. So we're gonna do this last segment here, and this segment is called Marijuana Log.
To be or not to be
super high right now?
That is the question.
High character monologue.
Oh, quiet man. Sound effect for a quiet show.
Yeah, second. Right. So, you guys are cannabis royalty. You are the high king and the high queen of all of Kingdom Kush, basically. And you're here together coming out to issue your yearly decrees on how to keep good vibes flowing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. So the High King and the High Queen, and you guys are coming out onto your little, like, your castle-like balcony thing that they always come out on. These are the decrees to keep the good vibes flowing.
Kingdom Kush is in flame. Our people die in the streets. Cry out. Hear those cries.
We stand above you, looking down on the apocalypse at our feet. And we want you to know we see you.
Our ants lie face down, dead in Kush. Friends and family, wither to buds. But we are with you. We see you.
Yes. The stems are dry. Yes. The land is crisp. We get that.
The THC burns sulfur in our mouths. Holes of our skulls of our ancestors ramped into soil. We have not only lost any hope of a future, we have erased our past. And in that, we want to say,
be cool, totally. Be easy.
Be easy.
I think we did good today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, that's marijuana logs.
Be cool, be easy.
What great advice. Great advice. Well, guys, this is a blast. It's so fun to have you both back on.
Thanks for having us.
What a great
Colorado
time.
California.
Yeah, Colorado, California, COCA, COCA.
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 Is JV doing any shows or anything online? Or are you guys waiting for the theater to come back?
So we have, at some point, we're going to be doing one of the UCB stream shows. But if you'd like to see us, our most recent thing, and Demetri and I are both on it, begin check out Casey Faye's Everyone Bailed.
Yeah.
And every member of JV does a little phone call in improvised bit with Casey.
Nice.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah, that's a really funny podcast. How about personally, do you guys have any social media or anything like that you want people to follow you on, Janitra?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Janitra T. That's where I post mostly.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can find me at Nick Mondernach, Instagram, Twitter, and you can watch Duncanville on Hulu. You should check that out. All episodes of the first season. Should check the show out.
It's so fun. It's such a fun show.
It's a blast.
So many people from the comedy world. Probably know do the voices on that show.
Nick, I missed it. Could you say the name again?
Yes, Duncanville on Hulu. First season is out now.
Nice. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, and I'll only mention this because it was already in the comments. Leland mentioned it, or someone mentioned it to Leland. Asian AF has a show tomorrow. If you feel like tuning in Saturday at, I want to say 8 or something like that. I don't know. Leland, you can correct me. Maybe 7.
7?
7. Thank you. 7. It's a super fun show. So tune in if you want to see us. This
where,
no
where at?
Oh, AsianAFShow.com should get you there. Yeah.
Great.
It'll get you there. And like we were saying at the top of the episode, you know, consider maybe donating to some organizations that are doing good work right now. Yep. Minnesota Freedom Fund, there we go. ACLU. Also, Know Your Rights Camp, which is Colin Kaepernick's organization, is funding legal fees right now. And I think I threw some money that way, and I hope you will too in the audience.
Yeah, and check on your friends. Check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Good call. Check out I'mTooUpAndHigh.com again, or at I'mTooUpAndHigh on Twitter or Instagram. That's about it, you guys. This has been
a blast.
And
just want to do a quick shout out.
No, we gotta go. I'm sorry. Cut his mic.
I'm Joel Spence.
And I'm Deborah Tarika.
We are co-hosts of This Particular Album Is Very, Very Important to Me.
This is the podcast where we ask people we love to pick an album that is very, very important to them. And here they share their memories.
Great and not so great.
And emotional connections.
Great and not so great.
And we all get to listen to it through their ears.
All the guests in season three, introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, my name is Thomas Lennon.
Hello, this is June Diane Raphael.
Hey, this is Eugene Cordero.
Hey, this is Keiko Agena.
Hey, this is Paul F. Tompkins.
Hello, my name is Tawny Newsome.
Hello. Hello, this is Colin Hanks.
Hi, this is Kirsten Bangsness.
Hey, this is Matt Besser.
What albums did they pick? Well, find out by subscribing to This Particular Album Is Very, Very Important to Me on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.